Athlon releases its college football preview, and a former Auburn coach takes it a little too personal.
In a world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Fye.
Yes, sir, we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Fye. It's Tuesday, and we're ready to rock and roll. We're going to talk about the Auburn football preview version of the Athlon college football release that happened a couple of days ago, and talk about a former coach, you know, Brian Harsin, not happy about some of the words that were said in the article, the portions that were released, on Twitter and things like that. So we'll jump into that. But before we do that, we got to give a shout out to our boy, Ford Stokes at Active Wealth Management. There's so many different ways that you can get in touch with him. Check out what he has to offer, activewealth.com, annuity360.net, and then retirement results, retirementresults.com, which is where he uploads all of his television shows that he does. You can catch it live in Huntsville or in Columbus, Georgia on Sundays. But if you're not in that area, or you're in that area and you miss it on Sunday, you can go to retirementresults.com and go through every single episode, see what he has to say. There's so many different investing opportunities and things that they go through. And then, you know, if you don't want to do that, you just want to say, hey, I just want to get myself in order. I want to get myself in order, get my stuff straight. Just reach out to Ford. He can do a 401k analysis for you completely no cost. Typically, that costs big bucks. He's just that kind of guy. And what better guy to trust with your money than a guy who loves Auburn? And you can make a big friend out of it as well. So check him out, Ford Stokes. Tons of different ways you can find him. But Ford Stokes at Active Wealth Management. All right. So a lot of people think this is like the kickoff to the next season. This is like your signifier that the football season is ready to get started. Some people, it's SEC Media Days, but for years and years and years, I'm waiting on my Athlon college football preview. You know, it's again, decades of this magazine that comes out. It breaks down like every single Power 5 team, even some G5 teams. And year after year, the format really doesn't change that much. It's not really a whole lot that's changed. It's just something that, you know, I can get it. I can read up on my team. I can get to know some of the players, the returning production, the scheme change. That it's typically just a couple of pages for every single team, in the country, but basically. So none of the portions of the article, like none of the content in the articles or in the write-ups is really a surprise. It's not hasn't been a format change, I guess, since they really started releasing this thing. Well, one thing in particular they like to do is for each conference, they will compile some quotes from anonymous coaches. Coaches typically will give you coach speak in an interview. So if you can, and it's not typically head coaches, it's either assistant coaches or, you know, whatever around the conference. And they'll compile some quotes from anonymous football coaches about other teams in their conference. So in other words, I mean, that's kind of the best way that you can get a really good opinion, is to kind of figure out what the opposition thinks about you. So again, this is not something that's new. This is not something that this is the first year they do it. They do it every single year. Well, there was a coach that we don't know who it is. We can obviously make guesses who we think it might be. But he had an interesting quote about Auburn. And he said that they aren't close to the top end of the league as far as talent goes, top to bottom, but they are absolutely better than the Brian Harsin rosters at offensive line and receiver and probably defensive line too. So that's not really that outlandish of a quote. And I don't know that I necessarily disagree with any of it. We've talked about position group by position group. And really, when you take over a team that's really what your goal is. I want to start improving the roster. I want to start making the roster better. And if you're doing that, I typically don't really care with like first year record, you know, first year records, as long as you're kind of doing what you got to do to get the roster better. I mean, that's pretty much, I mean, would anybody disagree with that quote right there? I mean, it's not that outlandish. There may be some that think the roster's better, closer to the top half. Like I could see, you know, maybe you make an argument there, but I again, from an opposing coach's perspective, I don't really think that's that crazy. I don't think that's that outlandish. And the result, I mean, you can literally compare roster to roster and you can kind of, I mean, again, I don't know where the argument is, what there is to really be mad about, but Brian Harsin, who I hate talking about it, but it's interesting. It's the summer. There's not a lot of super duper much of content. And this is, you know, a big thing that happens every year, this magazine release. But Brian Harsin did not take kindly to this. He wasn't even tagged in the tweet that this was mentioned in by SEC Mike. So clearly he's just searching Twitter, searching his name, which he's done a lot lately, liking certain posts that he feels like makes him look good, making comments. It's a lot, just inserting himself a lot in the Twitter conversation, which is funny considering how anti-Twitter he was at the time. But he goes off and he says, you know, coaches do not make these kind of comments. They focus on their programs and their problems only. If a coach wants to make a statement about another program, he will not hide behind anonymous. He will say it publicly and with authority. So is this your first time noticing, is this your first time ever hearing about the Athlon College Preview magazine? Is this your first time that you've ever heard about this publication? I mean, seriously, again, it's amazing to me how completely isolated in a bubble this guy is and doesn't understand the world around him. Like it honestly blows my mind. Like I can even understand you saying I disagree. If you were to pop off and say I disagree, let me tell you why I feel like our roster then is better than the roster now. It's from the offensive line, wide receiver. That's fine. But to act like coaches don't speak anonymously for this particular publication, like what? I mean that's what they do every year. They've been doing it for decades. Like that is a portion of the article. You have team breakdown. You have, like I said, returning production, stats, predictions. They'll even go through the schedule. They'll do all that. And then they'll have like the anonymous coach section. It's not anything new. So yes, that does happen. It's happened like every single year for decades that's what they do. And it's just, and my buddy Lance Dahl from Athlon Sports put the Athlon Sports AuburnDaily.com put out an article. He really breaks this down. I'm going to link it in the article. And he just can't stay off Twitter. He can't stay where he's not searching his name. It's one thing to be tagged and then respond. It's another thing to search your name in general to find stuff to be mad about. But yeah, this was really, really, really hilarious and it confirmed a lot of things that you may think about Brian Harsin and the Brian Harsin tenure. It's not even close. If you look at the roster now, it's not even close offensive line. You know, you came in and you had the opportunity. I'll give you the first portal period, you know, because the portal's kind of new. But you look at what Hugh Freeze did this in his like first offseason was bringing in just a completely brand new offensive line. He tried to bring in a bunch of brand new wide receivers because what you left him with was absolutely, you know, it just wasn't up to snuff as far as the SEC goes. And then, you know, some of those didn't work. So he goes out and he lands a massive wide receiver class. He's already working on the wide receiver class for 2025. He goes and brings prior portal season, he brings in a leading receiver from another Power Five conference team. Like it's really hard to even, I mean, legitimately, your big thing was you got a bunch of offensive linemen to come back for like their sixth year that were not very good the year prior. Like you didn't really do anything to upgrade the roster. What position got better at Auburn when Brian Harsin was here? Tell me in the comments, who got better? What position group got better? You had a draft pick quarterback, a first round draft pick quarterback transfer away. You ran him off. What position group got better while Harsin was here? Like, how out of touch with reality can you possibly be? Like, it makes no sense. And then further in the article that I just thought was really well done, and again, it's in the link below. I linked it below. Stephen Godfrey, okay? If you got any history of knowing who Stephen Godfrey is, okay? Split Zone Duo, it's another podcast. Some people like it, some people don't. I'm not a huge fan. I think Stephen actually bought me on Twitter. Whatever, that's fine. He is the most opposite of a Hugh Freeze fan as you possibly could be, okay? He was at Ole Miss when Hugh was at Ole Miss. He has just, I think, politically, everything, he is completely opposite of everything Hugh Freeze is. He goes almost out of his way sometimes to bring up old things. He wrote a huge article about the hiring of DJ Durkin and, you know, how, you know, it's bad and all that stuff. That's where I ended up getting blocked on Twitter. I think I may have done an episode on it. But in that, you know, so Harsin tweeted his thing. Stephen retweets and says, you know, okay, four things really quick. Number one, I was in charge of the scouting report. So, you know, I was in charge of, you know, figuring out what Auburn has on this roster versus what it had in the past. So I've seen that. So I agree with that quote. I've done the scouting report myself with a collection of other SEC sources. So I did the scouting report for this Athlon magazine. So right there, I've done the work. I get it. So yes, they're correct. They're correct there. Number two, coaches have been gossiping about each other for as long as I've been doing this. Again, the Athlon magazine is not new. This is not the first edition. This is a portion of this magazine every single year. So no, what this speaking in platitudes and like these just weird, like these things, coaches, coaches don't say, they say it with their chest. They say it publicly. They don't say things anonymously. Yes, they do. And more than likely you've said stuff anonymously as well. So that's number two. Number three, and this is kind of what I said, I'm the last person on God's earth to do Hugh Freeze a favor. Yes, this guy is as anti-Hugh Freeze as you possibly can, and he's stepping in to say this roster was in shambles and it's moving in the right direction. It's not at the top level yet, but it's getting closer. It's getting closer. And that's all I think any Auburn fan can really ask. And number four, they cooked you, Harsin. So the anonymous coaches that they talked to absolutely cooked Brian Harsin. So it wasn't just Auburn fans. You know, people like to say Auburn fans ruined it. Auburn didn't have patience. Auburn didn't do this. Auburn didn't do that. Well, when you talk to coaches around the league, case in point right here, when you talk to coaches around the league, they can see what was done, what was not done, and what was left for Hugh Freeze to have to try to put the pieces together. And it's not good. It's one of the most embarrassing performances of a college coach in a major program, a major conference, maybe ever. Literally, I mean, we can talk about one of the recruiting classes. I don't want to continue to harp on the negative, okay? Because we're moving in the right direction. There's a lot of fun, positive stuff to talk about, but I don't know exactly which class it is. I think it's the 2020 class. There's like one person left, or 2020 or 2021. There's only a handful of people from those classes left. Like they're all gone. They all either transferred out, couldn't crack the lineup, or they just, you know, it didn't work out. It didn't work out. So it's honestly Brian Harsin's tenure here was honestly probation. It was probationary for Auburn. It was self-imposed probation because it's a guy who just doesn't live in the reality of what college football is at this level. Now, can he work at a small school like Boise? Can he work at somewhere where, you know, the place, I guess, either A, doesn't require you don't play against the highest level of competition, or B, it recruits itself. Maybe it works there. High school could probably be a dominant high school coach, because you don't have to recruit kids. You just instill instill the discipline and all that you want to instill, and the kids sort of have to come to you. That might be a dominant, that he could possibly be a dominant high school coach. But at this level, catchphrases and running bleachers and stuff like that doesn't get it done. What gets it done is what Hugh Freeze is doing. What gets it done is what Hugh Freeze has built so far. What gets it done is being able to look in your mirror, look in the mirror after 1 year, even after 1 year, and say, I did it wrong. And that's what Hugh Freeze did. I did this wrong. I did a poor job. This is what I'm going to do to fix it. And I've gone out and I've completely revamped my off-the-field recruiting staff to where I think you have one of the most elite offensive off-the-field recruiting staffs maybe in the SEC and compared with the rest of college football. You got, when you bring five stars in and you're not necessarily hooking them up directly with the head coach, you got a guy that's not even an on-the-field coach that you can attach to them and it rocks their world, Kenyatta Watson. When you put Naheem Alford, one of the best prospects out of the state of Alabama in a bunch of years, when he comes in and you hook him dead to the hip with Kenyatta Watson, when that's your guy that you can go put on somebody when they come on campus, hey, you're doing the right thing. When you go hire a GM who understands how to work the portal and combine that with NIL and understand how to execute and build a roster and scout the correct way, and then be willing to go out on a limb and spend the money you have to spend or direct to spend the money you have to spend to be able to land those top prospects, and then manage that and understand what you have left and who you got to go get with what you have left. Like, to put all that together after 1 year, that is saying that's somebody that Auburn needs, somebody that says, I made a mistake. This is what we're going to do to fix it. And not only are we going to fix it, we're going to go fix it at the highest level you can possibly fix it. Then you look at the offense that happened last year, complete disaster. I made a calculated error from a results on the field perspective. I think from the recruiting perspective, he just knocked it out of the park. But I made a calculated a decision, and it did not yield the results on the field that I hoped it would, to give me some time to kind of get to where, you know, build this roster before I actually step in, take over the offense. I'm going to go ahead and do it now. I'm going to go get probably one of the top what I think is going to end up being one of the most valuable go hire one of the most valuable on the field coaches that Auburn possibly has had in many, many years, Derek Nix. You go hire him. Now it's me, Derek, and it's Kent. We're running this thing and we can recruit. And I got my recruiting staff set, and you're starting to see the results. You're starting to see Auburn get better. And you know who's noticing it? Not just Auburn fans. Other coaches are noticing it. No, we're not there yet. We're not quite there yet. We're not quite towards the top, you know, 3 to 5 in the league. And if you expected that in year two, you're just sort of out of your mind. You have no real understanding of how college football works. But if you can get incrementally better your second year, then when you hit that third year and you've got three classes of high school kids that are bought in, and then you've sort of got the feel on the portal and how it's going to work for Auburn in 2025, maybe you can compete with those top 3 to 5 in the league, because this recruiting class this year, it's trending to be a top 3 to 5 class in the country, which is going to put you in the top 3 to 5 in the SEC, because typically the SEC is going to be right up there in the top of the recruiting rankings. So not only do you have to recruit at the top of the, you know, top of the country to be able to compete in the country in general for the national championship, you got to do that just to compete in the SEC. And Harsin never got that. It was never, there was the little things that Hugh does, the little things, that was something that he never got, and he still doesn't get it. And what's funny is he's now becoming the little term. He's now becoming the term that he coined for the folks on Twitter, the Twidiots. He's now finally, he's kind of becoming one because he sits around, he searches his name, gets mad, and then pops off on Twitter. So it's funny to watch him expose himself. It's even funnier to see the media that has every, honestly, every possibility to be on his side say, no, I mean, as much as I like you over Hugh Freeze, you're wrong here. You're wrong here. Everybody said the same thing about you. Sorry, bud, it is what it is. So enjoy your 14, 15 million. This is the truth. This is what people thought about your tenure at Auburn. So, again, Lance Dahl did an incredible job in this article. I linked it below. Y'all need to check it out. Give him the page views because it's a really good article. And Lance has a little bit of an he has an affinity for finding Harsin content. And so if you like getting fired up, like getting mad, you need to follow him anyway so you can, you know, stay in the loop, because this isn't the only thing he's done in the recent past, the recent history that would signify him, you know, doing stuff like this, searching your name, getting fired up on Twitter. So anyway, different kind of show. Typically we boog out and I think we had a little, we reeled in the boog towards the end. We had the fun stuff at the beginning, and then you kind of pivot, talk about how it's pretty clear to see how Hugh Freeze has differed himself from the previous regime, and he's making this team and this program better. And I think it's something to be proud of, and I think it's something to be excited about. Athlon Sports, that's typically for a lot of people. This magazine release is the signifying mark that the 2020 football season is closing in and it's basically getting ready to start. I think the next big one is probably SEC Media Days, which is typically, I think, maybe in July. So it's getting closer. It's getting closer. It's getting here, and I can't wait. But we got a lot of recruiting stuff in the meantime, and we're going to be here every day talking about it. So we're going to be back tomorrow, and we're going to see what happens throughout the rest of the day, see if anything else pops up. We may break down some of the upcoming visitors. We'll see what happens. But I really appreciate you guys listening. Like this video. Subscribe to this channel. Send it to a friend. Hit the copy, hit the share, copy the link, send it, text it to a random stranger. Just text it to a stranger. Who cares? Share it with somebody. Share them the love. Share the boog with someone else. Don't be selfish. Don't keep it to yourself. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. And we'll be back again tomorrow. Again, I really appreciate it. It's been a ton of fun. We'll catch you tomorrow. Have a great day. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.